We need a commander-in-chief that defends America. And defending America means defeating radical Islamic terrorism and defeating ISIS. What is completely unreasonable is Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton's consistent pattern of refusing even to say the words radical Islamic terrorism.
All right, go ahead and respond to the senator.
Well, that's a long debate that people like him try to stir up. You know, I call it radical jihadist terrorism because, you know, it is clearly rooted in Islamic thinking that, you know, has to be contested first and foremost by Muslims around the world. But I think it's a mistake. I've said that repeatedly. George W. Bush said it, to do anything that implies we are at war with an entire religion, with one or 1.2 or 4 billion people is not only wrong, it is dangerous. You know, right here at home, we need to be reaching out and including Muslim Americans and communities where they live in our first line of defense. We don't need them to feel that if they hear something or see something that they can't report it. We want them to report it. We want them to be part of our protecting the United States. And the same goes for Europe. So, you know, I think these debates about semantics really misses the point. You know, I was involved in the most important counterterrorism effort of the last 8 years and making a decision about whether or not to go after bin Laden. I think I understand the stakes. I also think I understand that we will be more effective in defeating radical jihadism, in defeating ISIS and all of the other terrorist groups if we have coalitions with nations that are predominantly Muslim. And I don't think you get that kind of cooperation that I'm looking for, deep, intense, long-lasting cooperation by playing these semantic games. Let's work at preventing the terrorists. Let's isolate them from the vast majority of Muslims, and let's defeat them and do everything we can to protect America, Europe, and our other friends and partners around the world.